You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And my final guest today is Charlie Harrington, Marketing Manager for Eagle Crest Ski Area. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Shelley. How's it going?
It's good. Thanks. How are you? How's it looking up there?
Looking good. You know, the skies are a little gray, but there's hints of blue and there's snow at the top of the mountain.
Well, that's always good news. I like to hear that. And as people are getting prepared for winter and thinking about snow and skiing, of course, Eagle Crest has a very thorough COVID-19 operations plan for the winter, and you're here today to talk about part of it. So let's start with the pre-fitting process for the rental shop this winter.
Yes. So if you're listening and you plan on renting equipment from us for skiing, snowboarding, cross-country skiing, it is wise to get pre-fitted. And we are open Wednesday through Saturday for the rest of October and all of November. And you can make a reservation with us. Just call the Snow Sports School and come on up, check in, and then you'll be escorted into the building. We'll help you get fitted for boots, skis, snowboard bindings, whatever it is that you need during the winter season. And then next time when you come up during the season to rent, all you'll have to do is check in again at the outside window, and then you can go up the new exterior staircase we're building, hand your rental contract through the window, and your equipment will be handed back out to you outside the window, and you'll never have to come in the building.
That is a really smart workaround, and I think that makes a lot of sense, especially for kiddos who have probably grown since last year. But I do have a question. If we have rented from you before, would you happen to have our sizes on record?
We do. However, we get new gear, and sometimes it's just wise to just get pre-fitted again. So whether or not you've rented from us in the past, it's good to get pre-fitted again. And I believe it's required. Aaron, I can confirm that for you. It's on the website. But everyone needs to get pre-fitted this season, you know. New heights, new weights, new skiing ability. And since kids are growing too, sometimes we can get them if they change sizes, we can accommodate that throughout the season.
Got it. Well, I think that just sounds really smart. So you're taking reservations now, is that right? And you really want everybody to come in before Eagle Crest opens for the season?
Yes, that's true. And we will figure out some sort of pre-fitting process during the season. We just don't know what that looks like exactly at this point, but we have plenty of time before the snow season starts. So it's just important, if you want to rent gear from us, get pre-fitted, make a reservation, and that's just by simply calling the Snow Sports School. Our phone number is 790-2000, extension 211, or you can also email us. And all the information's really easy to find on SkiEagleCrest.com, and just get pre-fitted so you can get on the slopes faster than ever. We're actually finding out that some of the things we're doing for COVID mitigation that just seem like efficiencies and improvements that we might even continue, you know, in a non-global pandemic situation. So it's pretty exciting.
That is really interesting. I know we'll be talking about COVID-19 for decades to come, probably the rest of our lives. So it is kind of interesting for me to hear sometimes, like, what are the positives that have come out of this whole disaster? And that's one of them. And then since you mentioned it, I was reading through the phased operation plan as it's posted on the website, and all the information about COVID as it relates to Eagle Crest has its own tab. It's very thorough. It's comprehensive. It's easy to find. And it looks like you and your team have done well to really think it through. Do you want to walk us through some of that, the big ones for people to know, apart from, you know, pre-fitting for rentals?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really easy to find on our website, like you said. There's a button right at the top of our navigation. It's just SkiEagleCrest.com/COVID-19. And it's important to note that this is all fluid. You know, it's a dynamic situation. So everything is subject to change. But the main tenets are, we want everyone to be outside as much as possible this winter. Just, you know, we have 640 acres, 4 chairlifts, and lots of room to spread out. So that's the number one thing. Just keep people outside. Also, it's a no mask, no service policy. So once the once you get off the pavement in the parking lot, you know, it's mask up. And everyone has to wear a face covering whenever they are not actively skiing or snowboarding. We're asking people to treat their vehicle as their lodge, especially since we're in phase three. We do have a phase three plan in our operations that sort of escalates or de-escalates as the city's risk metric changes also. So we're following their lead, and our plan has sort of been vetted by local, regional health authorities and the city's emergency operations command. And it does seem like we're going to be in phase three for the foreseeable future. But in that event, you know, it's not really, it's restricted accesses to the lodge. If you have a locker with us, you can still get into the lodge. But we will have people limiting the amount of people allowed in. And, but you know, the great room won't have any indoor seating. If you want to order food, we'll have a walk-up window outside, sort of be like a drive-through where you walk up, place your order, and then you'll go around to the back deck. The bar will actually be outdoors only, and it'll be on a new constructed pad that we built near the base of the Hooter chairlift. And we've also built new landing pads at all the bases of the chairlift so that we can have more lines, more spaced out for staff and guests, and just so we can keep 6 feet of space between everyone.
Again, it sounds like you've really thought it through. And right now we're talking about phase three. We're basically at the highest risk level. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. So again, it's all outlined pretty clearly on our website. We have a PDF that you can scroll through. There's a table of contents. And also below that is the National Ski Area Association's best practice guidelines. It's a document they've prepared called Ski Well, Be Well. And we're sort of following the industry's lead. And luckily, everything we're doing is sort of in line with our partner resorts and the industry. And, you know, if everyone cooperates, and I think we can have a really fun and a really safe winter and not have to do anything crazy schedule-wise. We should just be able to spin the lifts and have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for talking through those points with me. Me being me, I definitely wanted to know about the bar and the grill, so I'm glad to hear there's a plan for those.
And we are doing things with lessons, too. So if you know, I know that there's a lot of things in the community that are being canceled, but, you know, Eagle Crest, we still want to introduce people to the sport of skiing and snowboarding and cross-country skiing. So if you're listening, you haven't spent much time on the snow, or you want to get into the mountains or just get out of the house, we do have great lesson programs. One thing the Snow Sports School changed this year is they're now offering lessons three times a day instead of twice a day. And we also have private lessons, too, if you just want to book something custom just on your own with some friends. But lessons are now offered at 9:30, 11:30, and 1:30 every day as a group lesson format. And, you know, if you book a lesson on the weekdays, chances are you could have a very small classroom size or just be on your own even. And our snow sports school instructors do a great job introducing everyone to the sport. We have a triple play package that gets you 3 days of lessons, rental equipment, and lift tickets. I can't recommend it enough. If you spend 3 days on the mountain in December or early January, you'll be learned how to ski or snowboard, and you can spend the rest of the winter on the slopes having fun.
That's awesome, Charlie. Thanks so much for sharing all that with us. Anything else you want to mention or add before we say goodbye today?
Yeah, well, we're starting snowmaking early next week. It looks like the temps are going to drop, so that'll be fun. And also, you can still save money on a season pass if you buy before midnight on Sunday, November 8th. That is when the Tier 2 sale ends and regular prices begin.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that reminder. And when are you opening for the season?
Scheduled opening day is Saturday, December 5th. However, if there's snow to open, we always try to open early.
All right. Well, everybody cross your fingers and hope for snow.
Yeah. Cool. Dance, have a bonfire, think snow.
All right, Charlie, I can do that. Thanks so much. Again, I really appreciate you sharing these updates and this information. I do encourage everybody to go check out the COVID phase operations plan because you don't want to get hit with any unexpected surprises when you get up there. So I think it's really good to check it out and know what phase we're in before you head out so that you can be prepared.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Thanks. All right. Talk to you next time.